A visit to Ellis Island.
You can now see the museum on Ellis Island on your right. We'll land there in a few minutes. Just a few pieces of information first. As some of you know, the first wave of immigration to the U.S. happened between 1860 and 1890, during which time more than 14 million immigrants came to New York. Because of the rising numbers, authorities needed a bigger space for the immigrants, and so they opened the new immigration center on Ellis Island in 1892. You can already see many different buildings on the island. It was a long and difficult journey across the ocean. Many immigrants hadn't eaten for days when they arrived in New York. Many were sick or weak from the journey. After their arrival, they had to register in the Great Hall over there, which could hold more than 1,000 people. They were examined by doctors, and if they were ill, they had to stay in the hospital building over there. They also had to prove that they could read and write, had some money with them, and were not dangerous. If they passed the inspections, they could legally immigrate to the United States. Many of them stayed in New York City, but others traveled on to other parts of the country, sometimes joining families already living there.
I have a question. How many people were allowed to immigrate?
All in all, only about 2% of the immigrants were sent back to their home countries. But in the early 1920s, the rules for immigration became a lot stricter. There was a certain number for how many people from each country could come to the U.S. per year. And if that number was reached, people were sent back. The immigration center on Ellis Island was closed in 1954, by which time more than 12 million people had come to our country through Ellis Island. That means that around 40% of all U.S. Americans have ancestors who passed through this place. The island stayed closed until 1976, when it was opened to the public and became a national museum. There are around 2 million visitors a year, so please don't get lost now when we step off the boat.